This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back at Devil's Lake. Lake Region State College is where we're located today, here for a special roundtable with the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Department. Director Skipwith is here on each side of her, Senator Kramer, Kevin Kramer, Senator John Hoven, and Doug Goring, our Ag Commissioner. Right now hearing from Darrell Lease of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, specifically about previous promises from the Fish and Wildlife Department about fixes and reforms for the processes we're here to discuss today related to easements and dealing with farmers redrawing maps. And you know, Craig Hedlund was before him. Craig, of course, state legislator. Craig talking about the fact that we're in a wet cycle and, you know, for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife to continue to take more and more land as a result of that is not the way these easements were intended. So there's a lot of concern. I'd say, fair to say, some tension in the room, really, about how this is being discussed. What's being discussed, not about how it's being discussed, but, you know, there's no easy answers here. This is an entrenched bureaucracy. There's people of the Fish and Wildlife Service that are employees of the Fish and Wildlife Service that are in North Dakota that don't represent the Trump administration and the viewpoints of Director Skipwith or the Interior Secretary. So it's challenging, no doubt about that. I want to thank our fine sponsors for helping to bring you what's on your mind. They include the North Dakota Petroleum Council. A lot of uncertainty in the world today, but North Dakota's oil and natural gas industry wants you to know they'll be back, better than ever. And they're committed to use our talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. And together, keep North Dakota a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Find out more at ndoilfoundation.org. Could you hear me okay there, Todd? Everything okay? Could you?
Yeah.
I got a text from a listener who said, you sound like you had a really late night, or you have a really bad voice.
Or it's your golf voice or your bowling voice.
Yeah,
not your voice.
I'm going to keep my voice down because the round table is happening a mere feet from me. So don't want to disturb the round table as it goes on. We're taking as much of this as we can. Others have asked, why are you taking this? Well, we're taking this because we care about farmers. We care about using the time we have left in the Trump administration first term. Let's hope it's a second term as well, of course, which, by the way, I think it will be. But I think events like this showcase why it's so important that you pay attention to it, because farmers have been dealing with this for 50, 60 years, these issues, perpetual easements and redrawing lines and trying to get some common sense out of the Fish and Wildlife Service. And here is the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife sitting down with the senators and folks and agriculture. But not everybody can be here. Wanted to be able to hear this today. So that's why we're it's a little untraditional. We occasionally will pick up an event like this, but it is it's certainly a wonderful opportunity for farmers to be heard in front of the Fish and Wildlife Service. And I know a lot of our listeners appreciate that. Any questions or comments on anything, welcome. You can text me at 701-367-2054 today, or Todd at 701-226-8503. Let's pick back up with the conversation now. Another representative of the North Dakota Farm Bureau speaking just after Darrell Lease. Here we go.
Area the easement covers. And so I told this story to Secretary Bernhardt last fall, and we were hopeful that we would get delineations done, and we would now know, and we would finally get that GIS file I've been searching for. Well, what we get now is a map that shows a whole bunch of wetlands now that are less than one-tenth of an acre. When we're talking with areas in the field that are identified by 0.1, 0.2 acres, listen, I can't park my tractor in a spot in the field that's 0.1 or 0.2 acres. How do we successfully manage to this whole idea of something? And so, of course, I moved forward with appeals, and we were through the local office. Very quickly, we went to the Denver office. We've gone back to the local office. And in these phone calls, they try to go back and reference conversations that we had back in 2012, 2013, and 2014. And I quote their words in saying, we worked with the Weckerly family. Well, working in first cooperation, the presence on their on our operation carrying their sidearms and citing legal case, where I would cite and talk about Mike Johansson's case here with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and where his successes were and why their approach in my operation was not right, they would cite that very same legal argument and say, I don't know why you think we lost this. Actually, we won, Mr. Weckerly. We won. These conversations, any past conversation we've had with the Wildlife Service has been anything but working with, working alongside, and working cooperatively. It has been as an enforcement agency forcing something onto us. And now they're wanting to use data from 2014. And let me tell you, in 1993, we have a wetland in Hertzfield that had zero water in it. No water. It was a hay slough. We can bring up all of the data layers, the imagery layers from back then. You can see where the roads went through this area. Today, there's 30 feet of water, and you can catch walleye and perch all day long. You'll want to know where that roadbed is because the structure creates a spot, I guess, where the fish like. But now you want to use the data from 93 to today to enforce wetland policies on me that were agreed in the 60s. Or 70s, it just doesn't fit. Again, as Craig had stated, you know, how wet it's been. In fall of 93, it started raining, and it just really hasn't given us much reprieve in that time. We know today, because of an engineering study, this basin normally has 6,800 acres of land that contribute to the basin. But when we go to overland flooding years, that basin grows to 29,000 acres with overland flooding. And I say this because it's a great piece of information to point through what overland flooding has done to us and created for us. Problems that have taken out all of our roads that we have to drive on here. And we have kind of a common problem, which is overland flooding is going to occur. We need to find a way to manage it. And we need the U.S. Fish and Wildlife's cooperation in that.
Thank you, Chad. Drew, just before, you're the next farmer to speak, I promise. First, I want to turn to Senator Hovind now, who's been listening to a fair bit of this, and I'll get the download from you about what I missed a little bit later. But before we go on, are there any high point or points you want to make or questions you want to address before we hear from more of them?
You know, Senator Kramer, thanks for pulling this group together, and it's the right group, for the Director Skipworth. Thanks for being here. These people have an awful lot of time invested on this subject. They live it, they know it, and so I hope as you're listening to them, you know, you can glean out some way to improve this appeals process so they feel it's credible and fair. And I know you've got your job to do, and, you know, there's a lot of interests that, you know, come at you. But, you know, these people are lifelong farmers. They live out there. Their families lived out there, obviously, in many cases, for generations. So, you know, I think they're trying to really give you the straight story. And clearly we need to get this appeals process revised, modified, adjusted, so it works, and so they understand it, and they believe it's credible and fair. And, you know, we met, I think, wasn't it in Hope last year?
Yeah,
we met in Hope, you know.
With the secretary.
Very appropriately. You probably picked that spot, you know, the very appropriate name.
Mike Johansson lived there.
Yeah. You know, like Representative Hedlund said, you know, he has hope. Right now he's not optimistic. Well, you know, everyone here has hope, but we have to make him a little more optimistic. And it ain't going to happen unless we get an improvement in this appeals process. And I really think Secretary Bernhardt intended that. And, you know, Kevin was there. Kamish, I think you were there too. And my impression of Secretary Bernhardt is he really is a problem solver kind of guy. and that he really did want to make sure we have a fair process. And so, you know, again, we appreciate you coming out, and it's not easy for you to come out and do these things, but we've got to get some improvements in this process. Daryl said it very well. So thanks to our legislators. I know they've been working hard on it. Obviously, we've got the best ag commissioner in the country, hands down, bar none, for sure. And we got a great new park and recs director back there who's we've worked with.
She knows one or two things about it.
Andrea Trabnick. And she's somebody, too, who understands the park and rec side and all that, and the fish and wildlife side. And, you know, we're a big state for hunting and fishing. This part of the country's, this Devil's Lake's probably got the best walleye fishing in the world. So we get that part, too. But we've got to get, here's the simplest way I would put it. We've got to get to a farmer-friendly process.
That's what folks are looking for. Senator John Hoeven, there were some final comments. Others speaking, including Mike Johansson, who has one heck of a story, the farmer that Senator Kramer referred to, coming up in just a moment, live from Devil's Lake today, Lake Region State College, on What's on Your Mind.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Economy in a more peaceful world, and like everything else he inherited, he bankrupted it.
I think I need to hear that again, Todd. I'm not sure I heard that correctly. It can't be what I thought he said. It's John Kerry last night.
Donald Trump inherited a growing economy in a more peaceful world, and like everything else he inherited, he bankrupted it.
Let's just break that
everything else
statement down there a little bit. Inherit a growing economy? I don't think so. It was the worst recovery from a recession in history. Number one, it was average growth in the 8 years of the Trump administration of 1.8%. So the idea that that he was handed a good economy is just crazy. That's just. And how about the peaceful world? Yeah, I guess if you send Iran pallets full of cash and tell them not to hate us anymore, everything's fine, right? They won't shout death to America anymore. Yeah, just a little bit of delusion from last night's Democratic National Convention. Thought you'd get a tidbit or two out of that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at DAC Diesel. You know, CJ and his team have a performance chip that they can add to your vehicle that they are getting rave reviews about. In fact, you just talk to anybody that's done it and find out how that's worked, and they'll tell you this is something you ought to consider. Now, DAC Diesel, of course, all things diesel. Tractors, trucks, pickups, you name it, they do it. And they do it in Bismarck, but from anywhere. Find out more at DACDiesel.com or give them a call and ask them about that performance chip. You might like that. All right, let's get back to the conversation here now with members of the roundtable. We are in Devil's Lake today, Lake Region State College, for a roundtable with the director, Director Skipwith of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services here. She's been on the site of a farm earlier today, a Nelson farm here, and now others are number of farmers, number of individuals that have had a challenge or two with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service talking about some remedies and how to do this going forward, and we'll pick that up now with the roundtable, Senator Kevin Cramer, and the director of the Fish and Wildlife Service, Director Skipwith, along with Senator Hoban and Doug Goring of the Ag Department as well.
Our once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, right? The way it was presented on no lawyer fees, you know, we can work through this process. And the way it was dealt out to delegation was, hey, you know, we're going to want to work with through the refuge manager, with the landowner. So I said, this is going to be a good deal. It's rented land. I'm not going to spend tens of thousands of dollars trying to get this to work. So I was hoping to work with the refuge manager through this process. And I had kind of similar issues, too, as Ryan did on getting the information. And my wife, much more well-spoken than me, through the Freedom of Information Act in my first appeal. And we got the satellite imagery back and some of those maps. My first appeal, I mailed back 34 maps dating back from 1938 till 2019 are the maps I went through. And I looked in the easement manual and used your inconclusive and conclusive one of your ways of determining. And in determination, we're quite a bit off. And this is just doing this all in my living room with a three-year-old crawling over, you know, trying to get through this process. And I asked for those maps back, and the satellite imagery that they sent back 18 maps. 11 of those 18 maps were post 1997, which is basically when we began our wet cycle. And when you talk to an 89-year-old landlord, and one of the maps that was used in was a 2019 satellite imagery, and you ask that old landlord, have you ever seen it this wet? Never in my life. And that, for example, is one of the maps that was used to create some of these wetland areas. So that was kind of step one of the tricky process. And I just went through the Denver appeal, too, with Noreen, I believe was her name. I did get the listen session, and that was quite intimidating as well, just being a little small farmer. Started farming in 2012 from Oaks, North Dakota. And who they have on their line, they have her, and they have an attorney on the line and a different refuge manager. It's just me trying to give my case, and like we're saying, that it's just a listen session. I'm trying to ask questions and things, and it's a lot of the, well, lawyer things on can't answer that, can't do this. So it felt like a lot of lip service, just kind of going through the motions, just like you said, check the box, move on. And from the start of the process, hoping to have the opportunity to work with the refuge manager, that never presented itself due to COVID or whatever, but no Zoom offered, no anything. It was mail my appeal. I thought I had something really good to work with, you know, notifying these larger acreages that were not even recognized, and I showed all the conclusive and inconclusive, put a lot of legwork into it, but just didn't really feel very worked through, you know. Or I was excited that the opportunity was there, but like you said, just get the checkbox.
Thanks, Drew. Levi is with the Stockman Association, and appreciate you being here, Levi. And I know your circumstances are a little different than some of the others, but nonetheless very important and to the same relevant point, I think.
Thank you. Welcome to everybody. My name's Levi Rue. I'm from Cheyenne, which would be just south of here. There's a WPA on the Continental Divide in between New Rockford and Cheyenne. It's right on the line of Munster and New Rockford townships. There's section lines there. We farm and ranch. We've been using a trail to get to farmland for ever since I can remember. And when we've been going up there, pretty soon it was about in 2016, a very tight four-wire barbed wire fence went up around this WPA on the south, the east, the west, and half of the north side. Initially, the gates were left down, but then the gates went up. Then there was a chain around the gates with two padlocks. We contacted a gal with U.S. Fish and Wildlife down in Jamestown. Stacy Whipp was her name. Less than satisfied, she offered to give us an agricultural use permit and a key for one of the padlocks so we could pass through there. That was unacceptable to my family and the other families that go up there. There's about two farming and ranching families that use this trail. Now, this trail dates back. I got maps here in your handout, the first page of it. There's a satellite image from October 14th, 1997 that clearly shows this trail that goes around because the WPA water is in the section line, so it cannot be passed. But North Dakota law states that there is such thing as a road by prescription. If it has traveled 20 years lawfully or not, it is a road by prescription. There's processes for closing down roads by roads by prescriptions, section lines, placing material in section lines, and such. If a private individual would place material in a section line, first of all, they would have the common courtesy to consult with the township board. The township could make a determination. They could look at the circumstances. This was not done when this fence was placed up, material in the section line. If somebody would place material in a section line without township approval, a private citizen, myself, if I would do it without approval, I would get written notice. I would get registered mail.
These stories just don't stop. It's pretty amazing. Thankfully, the director of Fish and Wildlife, he's hearing them firsthand. More of our roundtable coverage coming up. One more segment of that as we continue. Brought to you part today by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, with locations in Fargo, in Grand Forks, in Bismarck, and of course you can call them anytime for a virtual tour. Hot tub time, sauna time. How about the billiards? All the games for winter and fall.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden officially the Democratic presidential nominee after night two of the virtual Democratic National Convention, where delegates pledged their support to the former VP from every state and U.S. territory. And among the many who spoke last night was Colin Powell, a registered Republican who's throwing his support to Biden.
Today we are a country divided, and we have a president doing everything in his power to make it that way and keep us that way. What a difference it will make to have a president who unites us, who restores our strength and our soul.
The U.S. Postal Service now won't be making any big operational changes prior to Election Day. That according to Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, who announced yesterday he's also expanding a task force that's working to ensure the delivery of election mail on time. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard.
Is it lunchtime yet? PetroServe USA is waiting for you for lunch today, folks. And when they do lunch, it is home cooking. It is grab-and-go convenience. It's a destination. It isn't just, okay, I'm here, so I'll have lunch. It's I'm going to go there so I can have a great meal. That's what you do. And an example of that today would be Swedish meatballs at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location. Who wouldn't drive for that? They're in Valley City, too, along with lasagna, the two choices there. Cheeseburger casserole at 12th Avenue North Fargo. And the Harwood location is Chef's Choice today on lunch. And don't forget, all of the PetroServe USA locations have great food, great convenience, and great attitude. Smile on the face, happy to help you. PetroServe USA. Great chicken, by the way. People remind me that often. Oh, the roasted chicken's fantastic. The 4-for-4 special's great. It is good. Dennis Miller is speaking right now. Dennis is a landowner, we're going to listen in on his concern being relayed to the director of Fish and Wildlife. We're live in Lake Country today, Devil's Lake, Lake Region State College, as a matter of fact. And let's go back to the roundtable now.
We had zero water in our land, then we had wetlands or low spots with water. In my appeal, I tried to copy it, but my computer or printer or something decided to give me an Excedrin headache. So I wrote down the last page of the 37 pages of my appeal, and it is the reference years that were used to determine wetlands on that 480 acres. The year 1967, as I remember, very wet spring. My easement was signed in 1965 in January. So another reference year was 1959. 1978 was a wet spring like this. 1979 was probably a 500-year, in our area, 500-year rainfall. And two maps from 1997, which is another 500-year wet year. And I could tell you years that we also had zero water in very close proximity, but we were not given the option to use those as reference. Just these wet years chosen by the service. In our last conversation about a couple weeks ago, we brought this up, and I gave my story, and the regional director from Denver, was Swanson, was that her name? Yeah, okay, thank you. Said, we feel your pain, but we have to go by the law, which says don't drain, fill, whatever. And through Jane's very observant response, she said, yeah, the law says that you're supposed to provide maps at the from the time the easement was signed, not these five wet of the wettest years in the history of being there. And so anyway, I also mentioned I've got a master's degree in agronomy, and I go to continuing education every winter, and the weed scientists tell us with those little 1/10 acre wetlands, don't do that. Don't do that. They just about scream and do jumping jacks with the modern biology now, where weeds are getting smart. And if you have an area that you plant, it floods out, and there's no crop competition by fall, there's weeds growing in those little areas, and they're getting harder and harder to control by herbicide. And so therefore, these little 1/10 and small areas are horrible agronomically. We've also got technology that allows our tractors to steer themselves, where in a dry spring we can read novels or whatever when we're planting, or and it's not with the times. These small areas are not allowing us to farm efficiently like our bankers tell us, either get efficient or get out. And another issue, 20 years ago I served as Landowners Association of North Dakota president, and I'll try to keep this brief, Commissioner Goring, but during that time I got every farm program benefit audited. I had to do a crunch audit where I provided every expense that I had with a paper receipt. But anyway, when I told my wife a couple weeks ago that I was going to be involved in a land table, a round table, she actually got tears in her eyes just in memory of what's going on. But the reason I say that is that when I drove in here this morning, I came to a T intersection on the end of our road, and there's, on one side there's cattails 8 feet tall right up to the edge of the road, and it needs a culvert in there. And our township board, I've been there, and hey, let's get some water management going in our township. And I have heard the local office has improved. I haven't experienced if that is true or not, but in past times, anybody that practiced water management got looked at severely. And our township board says, no, I don't have the backbone to stand up in case I get audited or whatever. So I would appreciate I appreciate the direction that these new appeals and maps are going to, but I would also like as been mentioned, that the burden of proof would be on the federal government and not on the farmer. We need to have the ability to farm the way science lets us know, and also for our townships to be able to act without fear of, retribution elsewhere. Yeah. So, thank you.
Well said. Thank you, Dennis. I want to go to John Iverson now with the Farmers Union and hear your perspective a little bit on it. Farmers Union has been very supportive of our efforts in this, as well as with NRCS issues.
Yeah, I don't have any wetland issues on my farm, but I guess with Farmers Union, they've been very supportive of what you're doing, and hopefully get all the legislative together so it's all kind of on the same page, and these timelines maybe extend them a little bit just for like the landowners so they get their signatures and stuff. Mm-hmm. Give them a little more time to get everything taken care of.
That's a great point, and I want to really compliment the director on that point, because she has been very attentive to the unusual circumstance we find ourselves in. And by the way, the secretary, I mean, he called me specifically on this topic to assure us that there would be grace, and that grace has been afforded in terms of the timeline. The intent was never, while you need some sort of a clock, the intent has never been to just to be punitive. I think that's fair to say, and I can attest to that because she calls me about it, so I know that they're attentive to that point. So, you guys, here's what I want to do. The hour's upon us. I know there are some folks that haven't yet spoken. We're going to spend a little bit of time after this talking to a couple of reporters, but I know that the event's been covered as well. But I also don't want to end too soon. But having said that, I think at this point, Director, I would ask for some comments from you. Again, either closing comments or at least bring us up to date on what you've heard today, what next steps there may be, realizing that at the end of all this, I mean, I think it's important for people to understand, any final agency action rests on her desk. So her signature will be the final agency action. That's why I've appreciated, and I didn't, maybe the attorneys did this, but I've appreciated that people have not, you know, brought their appeal, their specific appeal, so directly to her. And that caution is recognized and appreciated, even though she's more than capable of discerning that. But it really does rest with her. So we brought the final decision maker on the process. That said, when she's all done, we might want to think about, you know, what the next process is after that, should there still not be satisfaction. But that's next. So with that, really, a thank you again.
So the people that are sitting around this table, you guys, this is something that started with your parents, with your grandparents. And so a lot of the topics and comments that I've heard is back to the intent of the people who signed the contract. The contract is signed. It's not something that we're here to renegotiate. But there are ways in which we can evaluate when it comes to implementation. And so that's what we're going to work on with the Fish and Wildlife Service. With that said, since this administration has started with the president, with the comments, with the concerns that we've heard from the congressional delegation, I can say that, you know, we've made great strides. We can say that things weren't perfectly done. The decisions that were made decades ago were based on the best information that was available at this time. So right now we're in the process of reverse engineering, figuring out what is the policy, so that's not something that, you know, is going to happen overnight. It's not something that we're all sitting here at the table saying that, you know, we're all in agreement on. And I will say, you know, I've had conversations with people, and they said, you know, they're fine with the map. So I wasn't really figuring that there would be too many happy people sitting at this table, but it shows that this process is working. Because the process when it started was that the Fish and Wildlife Service is not responsive. We have been. We've been working to delineate the maps. So we got that process started. We started sending out the maps. And when something happens and when we start to deliver, that's when you start to figure out maybe something isn't working well. And that's when we need to have those discussions. So we figured out, you know, things weren't working well with the appeals process. So let us go back and do that. And right now, you can see that we're now having another
discussion. We're going to be speaking with Director Smithwick tomorrow on What's On Your Mind, to our final segment coming up next. Don't go away.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
All this talk about defunding and disbanding our police departments is crazy. Crime is way up already. Abolishing the police would be an invitation to criminals to take over our streets. We can't let that happen.
85% of Minnesotans say they support their local police. If you agree, go to supportmnpolice.com to make your voice heard. That's supportmnpolice.com. Brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
Hey, what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA? Come on in for great home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, you're going to love it. And they have a month of specials, so many specials they needed a month. Bandanas, $2.99. Assorted caps, 2 for $10. Red Bull, the 16-ouncers, 3 for $7.50. Jack Lynch, 10-ounce bag, $8.99. The Ice Mountain 1.5-liter water, 79 cents. And Kenny's Gummies are $4.99 for the 2-pound bag. Don't forget the Valley Dairy Stores up north, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The roundtable with Senator Kramer, Hovind, Commissioner Goring, and the Director of Fish and Wildlife Service. Senator Hovind now questioning the director about the next steps here once she gets back to D.C. on this.
They want to take it all the way to appeal to me. So the appeals happen, it first starts with the regional manager, and then it goes to the refuge manager, then the regional director, and then it's the decision if it wants to be appealed to me.
Right, because the sense I get, and again I missed some of this, but they're feeling like they're both at the regional and then or at the local and then the regional manager, they kind of feel like they're not being heard and really getting a back and forth process that's maybe getting to a solution. Mm-hmm. And when we say a solution, I'm pretty sure they'd love to get 100%, but they know they're not gonna. But they don't want to walk out with like 0 or 3%. You know, in other words, some kind of back and forth where you get a resolution where you're working with somebody and you go, okay, well, kind of think you ought to do that, maybe some pushback, but you know what I mean, where you get to like a fair outcome. And if you just kind of go through the paperwork and then have somebody send you something, but it's just kind of know this, know that, know this, and then you feel like you have to go through all this work. And then
you know, it's interesting here is what they're trying to do is reform decades worth of federal bureaucracy. And you got a willing participant in the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, no doubt about it, but a lot of people that work for her don't feel the same way. So we'll ask her about all of this when we kind of summarize her thoughts on what she heard today and what the best fixes are going forward in our conversation with her, which, by the way, will be tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. All right, Todd, tell me a little bit about swans, and then we're going to chat about the census a moment here. I'm here. I'm just not hearing Todd.
Oh, there we go. If I hit that button, it'll work, right?
Yeah, okay.
I was missing a button somewhere along the line here. You pay what we pay. Not only Schwann Buick GMC's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty, the best lifetime powertrain warranty in the business. That's what makes them stand out from any other dealer in the area. But employee pricing on 2020 Buicks and GMCs, excluding GMC Sierra, LD, and HD. Overstocked, the special purchase of off-lease GM program vehicles, low mileage, all under warranty and payments starting at $199 a month. Find out, go on the strip, Memorial Highway, Mandan, or online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Say, I've got to tell you about a great homegrown company, Advanced Business Methods, and they sell printers, okay? So copiers, printers, office equipment, they're employee-owned. They're based here locally in North Dakota, so your money stays where you buy. But one thing I didn't know until the folks from ABM came in and say that hackers now are using our servers through our printers. And at Advanced Business Methods, they understand the security risks. They have an encryption technology, firewalls to keep the outside world out. 50th anniversary. These folks have been doing what they've been doing a long time. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson. Find them online at abmnow.com. All right, we're getting down to a real important time related to the census, where you're going to see some folks knocking on the door, not of your home a few times, and if you don't answer, your neighbor's door, just to get the basic information. And it is really important that you think long and hard about that. Senator Dale Patton is going to tell us why. Senator Patton represents the Watford City in that region of McKenzie County, and you might not think about this very often, about, you know, somebody knocking on my door, they need information. Why? Well, the census info is really important to the state of North Dakota. Senator Patton, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good to catch up with you. So what do you want people to know about having, you know, that information, what that means to your communities?
Well, it's an extremely key thing about the financing that our state receives for the next 10 years, as well as the representation that takes place in Bismarck over the next decade. Right now, we're looking at the lowest count counties and so forth. It's reservations. It's frontier counties. Those are the population of less than six people per square mile. It's the Bakken oil counties. So most of these actually are located in the western part of the state. And this is also where we've had the most significant growth in population over the last 10 years. So it's a real challenge to go forward and get an accurate count, but due to both the population increase and then the effort initially was for self-response, and that hasn't been where we were hoping it would be. We'd like to have it a lot higher so that we get a better count on our census numbers.
And, you know, we stand to lose every time someone goes uncounted. So that's darn important. And maybe some of it's just you're not used to people knocking on your door a lot post-COVID here. But there is a set of just good guidelines on how to recognize a census worker at your door. What do you encourage people to do, Dale?
Well, there's several different things that a census worker, if they show up at your door. Typically, they're going to show up between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. They won't be outside of those time frames. They're going to be carrying an ID badge that will identify them as a census worker. Their vehicle will have identification that will show them as a census worker. They will be wearing a mask. All of them will be wearing a mask if they knock on your door. And they will have a smartphone that will say, Census 2020 on the app that they're going to be using. So there are several different ways that and they'll have all of those available. So that you'll know that they're legitimate and official.
Exactly, and that's important. So those things are there. If you have any questions or concerns, you can contact the Census Bureau at 701-561-5508. By the way, if you don't want anybody coming to your door or to your neighbor, you can go online to my2020census.gov, rather. my2020census.gov. Thanks, Dale. Good talking to you. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own Splash Super Pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with this Splash Pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.